with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, January 3rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com and a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We have some high school basketball for you. A doubleheader in Marcus as the Galen Catholic Jays head across to Marcus to square off with the Royals of MMCRU. We'll have all the action. Pregame starts at 5:45. Girls game tips at 6. Boys to follow around 7:30. And again, you can listen to the contest here on KLEM Radio, or you can watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel, and that is coming your way tonight to ring in the 2025 year of KLEM Sports Broadcast. But the sports schedule for 2025 officially opened yesterday. Let's get you caught up on how things went around the area. First, with the first basketball game involving a Plymouth County team last night, it was on the boys' side where the Lamar's Community Boys finally got a chance to square off with Spirit Lake after this game had been rescheduled a couple of times, and the Bulldogs just still could not quite get win number one. They drop a contest on the road and an old conference rival, the Spirit Lake Indians, 77-68. Bulldogs were within two. They were down two at the half, but Spirit Lake proceeded to outscore Lamar's 18-7 in the third quarter alone, and that was enough to keep the Bulldogs at bay for the remainder of the contest. Lamar's drops to 0-6 on the season. The wrestling schedule returned to action in 2025 with some duels around the region, starting down in Underwood, where the 11th-ranked Hinton boys wrestling team picked up a couple of big wins. The Blackhawks defeated Blair out of Nebraska 47-32, and it was a top 16 battle in the dual rankings in Class 1A. 11th-ranked Hinton defeated 16th-ranked Underwood 57-20. The Blackhawks are now 8-0 in duels. They had a number of undefeated nights on the mat. Individually, for Jack Border, Garrett Gant, Broken Lake, Jackson Kungle, and Jacob Bishop, they all go 2-0 for the Blackhawks, as Hinton remains undefeated in duels this year. The other duel in that little triangular there at Underwood saw Blair defeat 16th-ranked Underwood 41-33. The Akron-Westfield boys wrestling team was in action yesterday as well. The Westerners went to the Sibley-Ocheden quad to face off with three teams. Westerners did get a win in one of their duels over Central Lion George Little Rock, a narrow win of 33-20. Had some losses in their others, though. Sibley-Ocheden defeated the Westerners 51-28, and Esterville-Lincoln Central scored the win over Akron-Westfield 57-20. Nathan Schoenfelder, he had the only unblemished 3-0 night for the Westerners. Brody Hoffman went 2-1 as well. Akron-Westfield went 1-2 at the Sibley-Ocheden quad. Other scores at that meet: Esterville-Lincoln Central defeated Central Lion George Little Rock 54-24. Sibley-Ocheden got the 48-26 win, also over Central Lion George Little Rock, and Esterville-Lincoln Central went 3-0 on the night, and the Midgets defeated Sibley-Ocheden 48-28. You can check out those high school scores by logging on to our website, KLEM1410.com, under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. So to the college basketball scoreboard now from yesterday, the Great Plains Athletic Conference resuming action in the new calendar year. In GPAC women's basketball, the number one team in the country, the Dort Defenders, also the defending national champions, they scored a big 95-37 win over the Doan Tigers. Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin, she had four rebounds and an assist to lead the help out the Defenders continue an undefeated start to the year. Dort now 14-0 on the year. Also in GPAC women's basketball, 9th-ranked Briar Cliff defeated Mount Marty 90-58. Rachel Langle, Galen Catholic alum, came off the bench. She had 10 points, going 5 of 8 from the field with 4 rebounds and a block as the Chargers, top 10 in the country, they score a nice win at home over Mount Marty University to get 2025 off to a good start. Other GPAC basketball scores in women's action, it was Northwestern falling at home to Hastings 69-60. Morningside goes on the road to Omaha and beats the College of St. Mary 94-51. Waldorf defeated Midland 83-81. And it was Dakota Wesleyan scoring a top 20 win over Concordia 77-65. Now on the men's side of those matchups, 7th-ranked Northwestern remained unbeaten. The Red Raiders defeated Hastings 95-86. Also staying on the unbeaten side would be the 11th-ranked Dort men as they handed Doan a loss 94-73. Other men's scores, Briar Cliff, big winners over Mount Marty 83-75. Chargers get a sweep of the Lancers, and it was Concordia's men defeating Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace 95-84. Those scores in GPAC basketball yesterday. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's pretty light, just a handful of basketball games around the area. Of course, the contest that you'll be able to hear on KLEM or watch on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel tonight. They pit Galen Catholic at MMCRU in a girl-boy doubleheader. Also in action, the Remsen St. Mary's girls. So they head to Correctionville to square off with River Valley tonight. Doubleheader as South O'Brien is at West Bend Mallard, and a boys-only matchup, Westwood is at West Sioux. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports, and make sure you tune in tonight to some high school basketball. Galen Catholic squares off with MMCRU. You can listen to it only right here on KLEM Radio, or you can watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Our coverage begins at 5:45. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.